I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll begin today with concerning news from India. Then later, go with me to the Middle East, where a first-time program introduces kids to the resurrection. It's a story you won't want to miss. But we'll begin today in India, where religious freedom advocates sound the alarm as the country begins implementing the Citizenship Amendment Act, or CAA. Now, the CAA establishes a religious requirement for asylum seekers in India. It fast-tracks the process for some faiths, but excludes others, specifically Muslims. John Padidi with Bibles for the World says,
it was the cause of concern that it could be extended beyond the Muslims to anyone who is non-Hindu.
Earlier this month, India began deporting refugees who fled Myanmar after the 2021 coup. The CAA isn't the only threat to Christ followers in India. Advocates documented over 600 acts of violence against believers in churches in the past year.
That's more than 1.5 incidents a day. We have seen the persecution and oppression of Christians just continuously on the rise.
Hindu nationalist Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the BJP are forecast to win India's upcoming elections, which are slated to begin April 19th. Ask God to strengthen believers and help them persevere through whatever comes next.
It seems like everywhere we turn, there's another issue or another law being passed that could be used against the religious minorities. Christians, of course, facing the brunt of this. We're seeing an influx of refugees from Myanmar who are of Christian background. The fear is in some of those bordering countries that the government will force the implementation of the CAA and it would be used against Christians.
Next, did you know Bangladesh has the world's third largest Muslim population? Although less than 1% of the population knows Christ, millions of Bangladeshis are learning about the Bible through media outreaches. But gospel growth isn't without resistance. Islamist groups, communities, and local leaders persecute Christians. FMI's Bruce Allen says,
Bangladesh sits at spot number 26 on the World Watch List of the 50 worst places in the world to live as a Christian due to persecution. In the past 10 years, Bangladesh's score has gotten progressively worse.
FMI develops partnerships with national disciple makers where minority Christians are impoverished or persecuted. In Bangladesh,
Christians often gather in small house churches due to the risk of attack. Bangladeshi believers are often accused of betraying their community. You're an infidel. You're apostate.
An FMI-supported pastor is preparing 8 new believers to be baptized this year. New Christians often hesitate to be baptized due to family and social pressures. Pray against the power of fear in the lives of new believers from non-Christian backgrounds.
Pray that God gives power and encouragement for perseverance to Christian converts in Bangladesh. Those churches take seriously the fact that they are to reflect Jesus's purposes. They're engaged in evangelism to their neighbors. That puts them in the crosshairs for further persecution.
And Israel has expanded its attacks against Hezbollah, striking targets in Syria. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, at least 90,000 people have been displaced by missiles since October. But Lebanese Christians still look forward to Easter this weekend, says Hunter Williamson of Themar LSESD.
Whether it's in southern Lebanon or somewhere else, the war is not going to stop Easter celebrations.
Themar has hosted special Christmas events for a decade, but for the first time, the Lebanese organization has planned something similar for Easter.
Themar is going to help host Easter events at 20 churches in Lebanon and 13 churches in Syria.
The events will share sweets, activities, and resources with over 4,000 children in total.
These Christian resources are going to be booklets, which will emphasize the resurrection story to help children remember what Christ did for them and all of us.
Themar invites believers to pray for the churches reaching their communities this weekend.
Praying that this will be an incredible opportunity for children to hear about what Christ did for them, that they'll hear the real story of Easter.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away the free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. His story is a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.